Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Bigamex Radio. This is Amateur Hour, and I am your host, Brad Gebhardt. With us on the line, a very special guest. He came across the finish line in the number one spot this last weekend, ended up third due to a whole fiasco. We're going to get to the bottom of it. You probably know who's on the line by this time. It is Carter Gray. Carter, how's it going?
Good, you?
I'm doing just fine, my friend. Anytime that I get to talk to an elite athlete over at the Cobra brand, I'm smiling ear to ear. I know I'm going to talk about some motocross. I know it's going to be a lot of fun. So let's get straight into it, dude. Tell us what we need to know about Carter Gray. Where are you from? How old are you? And, I know you ride 65s, but it probably won't be long before you're on an 85 as well.
My name's Carter Gray. I live in St. Clairsville, Ohio, and I'm 12 years old, and I think SMX was my last race, but I think I might do Ironman at a GNCC.
Oh, yeah, like, might do a GNCC. Have you done some GNCCs in the past?
I think it was 2022. I actually won the GNCC championship or whatever.
Oh, well, then I apologize for not being up on my Carter Gray trivia, because, yeah, you're winning championships in a series that I didn't even know you raced in. That is pretty cool. So, a man of many talents, for a short period of time, you thought you won the 65, race over at the SMX. And you also have a GNCC title under your belt, which is funny because, Stu Baylor doesn't even have one of those in the XC1 class. So, yeah, I guess we all have that on him.
Yeah. We actually trained with Jonah Mex, but we were bouncing around and, like, we kind of, like, driven. We go down south, and we just kind of, like, pick the trolls. But I was training with Jordan Mex, and, like, Stu's a good guy. And everyone at the trolls is pretty cool.
Heck yeah, absolutely. It's a good place to be. Although, stay away from that Cody Groves guy. I think you're pretty young, but you know well enough to stay away from Cody Groves, correct?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. As long as we can get that done. So, you're 12 years old, racing 65s. And you've been at it for quite some time. How old were you when you first swung a leg for a bike?
I think six.
6 years old? You've only been at it for 6 years, man. In the world of motocross, you almost started a little bit late, if you think about
it. Yeah, I was really late.
And
I had a Honda 50.
A Honda 50, okay, perfect. How long were you on the Honda 50? You were in the house.
I started in the house. I like broke a TV, broke the bike, and like some tables broke. It was, and then I only had the Honda 50 for probably 2 months, 3 months, and then I got a senior KTM, and then I go to race it, and then I find out I'm too small for, too, like, young for the bike. And then we were like, oh, man. And then I had to race the older class. And then finally we got a mini. And then after that I got a Cobra Senior and then a Yamaha 65 and then a Gas and then now Cobra.
Wow, you just, like, you change bikes more often than some people change their underwear, dude. That's a lot of different motorcycles to get onto. But now you're basically all fully hooked up athlete with Cobra. They've really kind of like brought you under their wing a little bit. Brett Bell over there, he's the like amateur manager. I guess they like all of their riders are amateur because they don't race in the pro classes,
yeah.
But it's pretty cool to be able to get hooked up with a team like that or a manufacturer that really focuses on those little bikes.
Yeah, right. But like before I even got on Cobra, I was like, no one knew who I was. And then once I got on Cobra and started like racing, and they were like, oh, who's this? And then once I actually started like getting feel for the bike, when I started winning, and then they like, now I'm pretty popular.
Fair enough, fair enough. So there's not too many young guys who run a three-digit number, 698. What's all that about?
6 is my birthday month, and then 8 is my brother's, 6 or 9, and then my other brother's is 8.
Okay, so we're just going with birth months. That works out. Did you pick that number, or did your parents pick that number?
I picked it, but and then now I have a little brother too, so I can't fit 4 in there.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, you get like that's too many. Although I think GNCC lets you run 4 numbers sometimes, correct?
Yeah, I think so too.
Okay, well, unless you're going to have to stick with that, we might have to just stick with the current digits. Although the number 1 looked pretty good in your hand when you won a championship at Loretta's this last year, dude. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was like after my first moto. I held up Austin, and I was like, came off the track, and I was about to, it felt like I was about to die. I was like out of breath. I was like so tired. It was like super hot. And like once I got the first one done, I felt, and like held up Austin the whole moto, I felt pretty good. And then my second moto, I held off, I think it was Jaden. I think Jaden. And then once I held him off for the third moto, 1-1. I kind of knew I had to be third or better. So, because whenever I came up start, I was pretty far back. And then by, like, the second corner, first and second corner, I was, like, so good because, like, everyone went over the inside roller. And I was the only one that, like, just railed the outside.
That is awesome, dude. I'm so stoked for you to see your progression. It's been a steep incline for the last couple of years. You kind of went from relatively unknown to a little bit of a household name, especially after this weekend. So let's get straight into it, dude. SMX 65s round 1 for the SMX playoffs. They invite you guys out, and first, before we get into the result and the sort of the whole thing that went on with you getting docked, how did you prepare for SMX? Where did you get some time to spin some laps? Probably on a Supercross track. There's not too many SMX tracks out there, but you probably put some time on a Supercross track or at the very least an arena cross track.
I was at Brock Sellers, and
great guy.
I was training with Jeremy Hand and Pape.
Okay, like Roman Pop?
No, it's just one of Clay's friends that, we just go to his track.
Very, very cool. What was your first impressions trying to jump some of those jumps? Like, obviously, you're a young kid. Airtime is kind of like one of your favorite things, I assume, when it comes to racing. Were you scared at first? Were you nervous, or did you just, you're just all in there? You're like, oh, I can do this.
Before the race, like when we got there, we walked the track, and I was like, the wall over under jump, like I don't know, the container jump.
Yeah,
it's like it's so steep into like a flat landing that the first time I jumped it, I overjumped it, and I landed, and it, like, I bottomed out, and it, like, rebounded and, like, sprung me out and, like, high-sided, and then I got up after that, and then went out of the mechanics area, and then hit the wall jump, and then hit the finish line out of the mechanics area. Or the mechanics area for practice, but they moved it for the race.
That's true. Yeah, that's wild, dude. So let's get into the result. You ended up third officially, but to the fans in the stands and honestly in the hearts of many who watched the race, you ended up winning that race. The AMA officials, they deemed the finish line jump essentially not safe to jump. I don't know if it was they didn't want to have a red flag or just. They, for whatever reason, they had their own reasons. They said the finish line off limits. Take me through the decision process to go ahead and jump it anyway. The crowd went nuts, and I can only imagine how electric that felt for you, because I don't think they gave that big of a cheer for Hayden Deegan, Eli Tomac, or Jet Lawrence. The place was going absolutely bonkers, and it was just for you.
Like, last year when I hit the triple, it was pretty loud too, but like, it just pretty cool to hear, like, in my helmet, everyone screaming, like, for you.
No doubt. So what went into to jumping that? Obviously, was it made crystal clear to you that you weren't supposed to jump that jump?
Yeah, they said don't hit the jump because we don't have time to prep it. And then I go to the starting line, and they're prepping the jump. So I was like, well, if it's not safe because it's rough, it's safe when it's smooth. It's, like, a lot safer to jump it than roll it because, like rolling it, the backside is so steep. Like, you can, like, I almost did it in practice. You, like, almost go over the bars when you jump it, like, roll it.
Right. So, in your mind, jumping it was safer?
Yes.
Fair enough. Well, it looked damn cool. Like, and a 65 more than capable of spanning that distance. I'll honestly say that the double that you guys were doing on the other side of the track, like, shortly, I guess maybe four corners before the finish line, that double is probably the same distance. Yes, no?
Yeah, I'd say it's probably maybe a little smaller, but you have, like, a big face, and then two, like, just flat, like, there's no landing on it, and, like, you have, like, these, I would say, four rollers right before it, like, not big ones, just, like, wheelies.
Yeah.
And I kind of, like, come over it, and, like, you have to scrub it on my bike, so it's, like, so you don't want to go too high and blow out, like, your wheels or suspension, but, like, you want to stay pretty low. But PR2 got me dialed with some suspension.
There you go. Yeah, shout out to Yard two hooking it up. I can only imagine that. Like, do you run your Instagram, or does your parents run it?
My trainer Clay Elliott runs it.
Okay, like, has he told you how many extra followers you got over the last couple of days? I'd imagine that there's a little bit of a spike lately.
I had like 6,000. Now I think I have 12 last time I checked.
I'm looking at it right now. You're at 16,000, my friend.
Wow. That's that's a lot.
That's 10,000 followers in the span of a week. That's pretty unprecedented, more than double. So, safe to say you've become a household name, at least within this sport. So, like, you mentioned off air, we were talking for a few minutes before we hit record on this, that you were catching up on some schoolwork. That's very important for a kid at any age, 12 or otherwise. And it sounds like you're going to spend the next 2 weeks sort of focusing on a lot of school stuff. I imagine you're homeschooled?
Yep. I have three brothers, not counting me, and I kind of just wanted to come home, catch up on schoolwork. I mean, I was already ahead of it. Wanted to get ahead. Like, I kind of want to do my homework pretty early so I could be done within 2 weeks. Like, do it within, like, 3 days, get 2 weeks done. And kind of just spend some time with my family.
There you go. Yeah, that's incredibly important. Family time, time at home where you can just sort of, like, to recharge, reset, and refocus on the events to come. So you said you work with a full-time coach. He runs your Instagram. Tell me a little bit about that young man.
His name's Clay Elliott, and he has a partner named Jason McConnell, and they run this. They have a track called Driven MX, and the track's really fun. I was like, we have, like, all the full-time guys that train with us. We have all jump names. Like, we have the Big Mike, the Carter Coaster, the Riv Dog, the Double D, and the FC 4-pack.
There you go. Yeah, so we're naming jumps, we're jumping jumps, and training full time with the guy like that. What are some of the things that he and you work on?
We work a lot. I think I started working with Clay when I was 7, so really late, and I was, like, completely a goon, and like I, the very first like trailer we had was a lawnmower trailer.
Okay.
So we just got thrown into it.
Fair enough. What is like? Does your dad run a landscaping company or something like that? Why did you have a lawnmower trailer?
I think my cousin he just had one because he like, I mean he has a farm like we do, but we have like two lawnmowers, and I think we sold the trailer actually a long time ago.
Okay, fair enough. So once you've done, like 2 weeks from now, or I guess 2 weeks from when your break started, Mark says somewhere around September 20th, 21st rather. And then I guess you set our sights on possibly Ponca City. That's the first week in October. What's the next big event where, the motocross fans, now 16,000 strong on your Instagram, where will they see you line up next?
I will not be going to Ponca. I'll be going to Minio's.
Going to Minio's. Okay. So Thanksgiving, yep. Which of course is a big family event, which I assume your whole family will be headed out, to that event and taking that in together. That's a pretty cool way to, celebrate Thanksgiving at a motocross track, huh?
Yeah. I think the last 5 years we've been there. So like, 5 years ago, that was like the last Thanksgiving we were at our house.
That's pretty cool, man. Like, I've personally never been to Dominio's or Gatorback, but it's a pretty cool event. It's basically a week-long thing, and they give you guys Thursday off to celebrate Thanksgiving, correct? Like, there's no racing on the Thanksgiving Day.
I think it's just practice.
Yeah, just practice. Cool. So, like, aside from Driven MX, where do you think you might do some training over the winter? Will we see you at the Shoals? Will we see you at another location? Where do you think you'll do some training?
We just, like, with Driven MX, we, like, just pick a spot and go down south. But, like, we kind of just bounce around just with Driven, like, I have never trained with anyone else except for Jason and Clay.
That's fair enough. I like that. Keep it consistent. So when it comes to, obviously, like, after you won the race, first of all, I love the ghost ride, kind of just, like, blip the throttle, step off the thing, celebrate, and I think it was Vicari came up to you right away. The two of you guys look stoked.
Yeah, me and Joey been, like, friends since we were on, like, minis, and we kind of just like go along with each other, like we kind of push each other to our max and just have fun.
I love it. That is super cool. And good on him. I think that's one of the better rides that I've seen him on the 65 lately. I know left a little bit to be desired at Loretta's. I think would want a do-over from Loretta's, but aside from the fact that he jumped the triple going to the Storyland. Did you jump the triple going into the Storyland?
Yeah, I think I was the second one to jump it.
Perfect. Like, that,
I knew we could jump it, but, like, the landing was so small. I'll get props for him, but, like, the landing was so small, you're landing in bumps, like,
yeah.
That's pretty scary.
That, honestly, that jump is a thousand times scarier than the finish line jump that you jumped because, you're landing into, like, basically for you guys, foot peg deep ruts and braking bumps into a very difficult right-hand corner.
Yep. I mean, like, when we land, we don't even have to hit the brakes because, like, the bumps and the ruts just, like, grab us and, like, we're actually landing on the gas, like, charging into the corner while it's throwing us down.
That's wild. Absolutely insane. So I'd imagine the guys over at Cobra were pretty stoked on the win, man.
Yeah, they were pretty cool. Like, they helped me a lot through everything. Like, I just want to thank them. And, yeah, like, everyone from Cobra, even on the team, they're all pretty cool.
I love it, man. So you're going to get some R&R. Get some schoolwork done in the next couple of weeks, and then get right back at it with your sights set on possibly racing Ironman GNCC, and then Minio's. That's pretty badass.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Love it, man. Well, I know you have an impressive list of sponsors. I have a feeling that list is about to get longer. Tell me a little bit about them. Give some shout outs to some people who make it all happen for you.
Jordan MX Training, Cobra Elite, Brett, Tyson, PR2, X Brand Goggles, Canvas, Roost, VP, Pro Circuit, Tamer, T-Rex Throttles, Dunlop, Moto Seat, Aterabees, Renthal, MX Tire, Kelly Junkins, and Zill Junkins Training.
Love it. And Mom and Dad, of course.
Yep.
Awesome, dude. Well, this has been fun. Carter Gray here on the Big MX Radio Podcast. If you're not already following Carter Gray 698 on Instagram, shame on you. You need to get on that. The kid is an absolute rising star within the sport, and a damn good interview, if I don't say so myself. Carter, this was a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Hey, no problem, man. You have a great rest of your day. Don't hang up just yet, but for podcast sake, we're going to cut things off right there.
Welcome to Best 42 in the land. All ages from kids up to grown men. Walk through the gates of the coal miner's daughter to make a point clearer than the creek water. Who's the best? Who's it gonna be? In Hurricane Mills, Tennessee. Can you feel the adrenaline? Dirt flies hypnotized by the wheel spin. Hear the crowd, everybody's whistling. Times. This 1 week of racing could change your life. Everybody knows this is where it all begins. Do what you gotta do for 20 plus 2 out at the ranch. Golf carts, pit bikes, and rowdy fans. Play the national anthem and everybody stands. Smell the smoke from the two strokes riding by. The 30-second card's on its side.
It's time to get it.
Can you feel the adrenaline? Dirt flies hypnotized by the wheel spin. Hear the crowd, everybody's whistling. Line on the field. If you can put it all together three times, this 1 week of racing could change your life. Everybody knows this is where it all begins. Do what you gotta do for 20 plus 2 out at the ranch.